Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Well, today we'll be in John chapter 4. Remember, Jesus is now leaving the area of Jerusalem where he's been spending the last few lessons together. But now he's moving up back up north as he leaves for Galilee. And it tells us in verse 5 of chapter 4, and so he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground where Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary from his journey, sat thus by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How it is you, being a Jew, ask drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans." And Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would ask him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered and said to her, "Whosoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give, him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give, he will become in him, or he drink of him, will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." And Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one that you now have is not your husband, and that you've spoken truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." We'll be looking at the woman of Samaritan, as she's known, the next couple times together. But today, as we look at, first of all, this woman of Samaria, obviously, she was a woman with a bad reputation. Going to the water to draw water during that time was certainly a social occasion for the women. Usually they went sometimes in the morning. It was a time for them to get together and talk about their day. And the fact that she came alone at noon probably indicated the women of the town did not have much to do with her. She was perhaps a threat to their marriage. They did not trust her around. You would surely not think that she was a good candidate for salvation, would you? But actually, think again. Why is it that she'd been married five different times and now is just living with a man? What had driven her to this point? She had no doubt had an inner thirst that she was trying to fill. She made every common mistake that is being made over and over and over again, thinking that that deep thirst that she had deep within her and that she was experiencing could be filled in a relationship with a man. Looking in all the wrong places and never being satisfied. She no doubt felt that if she could just find the right guy, find the right man, her life would be content. Imagine that with each new husband, she felt this is the one that can bring me happiness. So often we not only hear this story told over and over and over each and every day of a woman leaving a man looking for a new man, or a guy leaving a gal looking for a new gal, to try to satisfy that deep thirst within their hearts and in their lives. And then once they get married, they find out that they can't fulfill. They can't fill that thing that's lacking within their life because there's a deep void within them. There's a hole in their heart that truly can only be filled with God to satisfy their deepest need. Deep within every man, I believe, there's a thirst for the living God. King David described it in the 63rd Psalm, where he wrote, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. What a great picture it is for those who are looking for their lives to be filled, that are they really have come and looked at the things that the world has offered and realized that the world cannot answer that deep thirst that is within each and every one of us. Later on in Psalm 42, verse 1, we read, As the deer panteth for the water brook, so panteth my soul for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And truly, when you add things up that the world has to offer, we realize that it cannot satisfy our deepest need. We can't be satisfied through drinking. We can't be satisfied through a new romance. Anything, our career certainly can't satisfy. The only thing that would satisfy is Jesus Christ. I really believe that man tries to satisfy this thirst in many, many different ways. Like I mentioned, some try to satisfy it with alcohol. Paul said, Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There may be some, seems to be a strange thing about to couple those things together that Paul wrote, drinking alcohol or being filled with the Spirit. But there is a close relationship. What is a man seeking when he turns to alcohol? He's trying to satisfy a deep inner need. What happens to a man that is filled with the Spirit? That deep inner need is met. Many have tried to satisfy that inner thirst with pleasurable experience. Like I said, a romance, surfing, skydiving, a motorcycle. These things in themselves, they're fine. Except the new romance, if you're already married, that really is wrong. But you know something? In Christ, we can enjoy all things. God has made us to live a tremendous life. A Christian can enjoy these things far more than a non-Christian because a Christian is not looking for them to do for him that they cannot do, and that is to satisfy that deep inner craving for God. Note, as Jesus was talking to her about the water, he gave to her, he says, If you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But he that drinks of the water that I give you, that I will give, will never thirst again. There is a key. Drink of the water of the worldly pleasures. You know, you could drink it all day long and you'll never be satisfied. Drink of the water that I give you, you will be satisfied. Not only be filled, but filled to overflowing. Write over every worldly ambition of your life. Write it over every worldly ambition. Write it over every earthly pursuit and say, does this truly satisfy? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we'll say no. What does satisfy a man's thirsty heart and thirsty life is when they come into the right relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I find it's interesting. Here at the end of our story, she says, You're a prophet. Why? Because you know not only have I had five husbands, but I'm living with a guy. Jesus knows us thoroughly. He knows all the mistakes that we have made. And yet he loves us. Notice that he didn't condemn her there. But rather he was trying to pull out of her that faith that she was lacking. And that in order that faith might be put towards and trusting in the living God, that her life might be filled. I pray that if that's you, if you find your life not being satisfied, not fulfilling, that you would turn your heart wholeheartedly over to the Lord, and I know you won't be disappointed. So until next time, we will continue along with the Samaritan woman. May God richly bless you and strengthen you. God bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.